when the conference was reconstituted last year, the president said ACUS is a public-private partnership designed to make government work better. And our membership is comprised of experts, a 10-member council appointed by the president, of course, our chairman, our assembly, which is made up of 50 high-level government officials and 40 individuals from the private sector who hail from academia, nonprofits, and law firms around the country. And our membership studies and makes formal recommendations on ways to improve government. So that's what we're all about, and as such, we think that we can tap into our membership and make this project that we're working on, this model agency project, work for the entire benefit of the federal government. So our model agency project is our newest initiative, and it's through this initiative we hope to identify and share best practices government-wide. We really want to identify what the model 21st century agency looks like across a range of areas, from administrative and rulemaking processes to information sharing policies. And the center of our newest effort will be a new website where federal officials can share ideas and collaborate in real time.
So are you going into this with some concrete ideas about what it might look like, or is it still very squishy and you're hoping to build those ideas from contributions from other places?
Well, you know, we're not, we don't want to go into it with preconceived notions. We're open to what agencies have to tell us. In this sort of day and age where federal agencies are being bashed for all the things they're doing wrong, this, although it's not the primary purpose of our initiative, this is an opportunity for agencies to shine and share their best practices, whatever they are. So we're looking for a range of ideas, ranging from best procurement practices, practices that demonstrate transparency, enhanced customer service, public participation in the regulatory process, and we're asking for agencies to submit their ideas.
Now, there are a lot of organizations, there's even some media companies included there that give out various awards for federal managers for a wide range of activities. How will you distinguish your outcome from the many contests and prizes and awards out there now?
Well, the winner, aside from contributing to a body of information, a database of information about government practices, as an additional incentive, the winner of the best practice will be awarded in December at our next plenary session, the Walter H. Gellhorn Award. Walter H. Gellhorn was a beloved and acclaimed professor of administrative law. He was viewed by some as the father of administrative law. And I think he served from the beginning of the conference, which was around 1968, until his death in 1995, which means he was appointed by and served under seven different presidents. And we also have assembled a panel of really distinguished judges to evaluate the proposals that are submitted from the agencies. We have David Lewis from Vanderbilt University, Robert Hahn from Oxford, Norm Ornstein from AEI, John DiIulio from University of Pennsylvania, and Sheila Bair, who's currently with the Pew Charitable Trusts.
So let's look ahead until after December. Let's look at what happens once you have the ideas in place, the award has been handed out. What do you do with all of that information?
Well, as I said, the centerpiece of our effort is going to be our new website. And I have to just say I'm very proud of this website and quite pleased that it doesn't have the traditional look of a government website. We plan to post the best practices on our website so that they can be shared. They should be easily searchable by topic, by frequency of the terms used, by tag, and also by agency. And so the idea is that that agencies will be able to adopt some of these best practices. And even the ones that small agencies use sometimes can be scalable for the larger agencies. So we're really hoping to just sort of spread the good news, spread the love, as it were, and establish model agencies across government.
Sean McGibbon is General Counsel of the Administrative Conference of the United States. Now, the ACUS did have a hiatus of, golly, a dozen years or so, and you just got underway. In fact, we had the executive director on when you first got stood up again. So it sounds like you've got a lot of things going. Anything else we should know about that might be coming out of the ACUS, the new ACUS?
Yeah, this is ACUS 2.0, as we like to call it. And we did have that unfortunate 15-year hiatus, but we've been really busy in the past year starting up our agency. We have already 5 formal recommendations under our belt, including an important one on government contractor ethics, others on video hearings that we hope agencies can use when they have high-volume caseloads to reduce costs. At the agencies, we already know Social Security Administration has had a great deal of success using video hearings. And we probably have about 20 ongoing projects as we speak. So there's no shortage of issues that we're working on. And, of course, we also work on less formal means than our recommendations. We have workshops periodically, like the one we held a couple of months back on implementing the President's executive order on retrospective review of regulations. So we've got a pretty full plate, and we're always soliciting ideas on topics that require study, and all in the hope of making government work better.
We have about 20 seconds left. When can agencies start getting involved in the project?
Now. In fact, that's our ask. We would like for agencies to submit their best practices to us online. They can do so. They can do so online by finding a link on our main webpage, which is www.acus.gov.